They can be charitable, they can help people, they can be kind, they can be merciful, but they cannot do any spiritual good. They cannot do anything that pleases God, because no one can do anything that pleases God unless it's done for His glory, and it can't be done for His glory unless it's done in the name of His Son. So while there is human good, it is dead good. It has absolutely nothing to do with God. In Luke 6:33, it says, if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. So even Jesus' words there admit that people do good, but it's human good, and in a sense, it's bad good. Good in the sense of human, bad in the sense that it has no pure motive and no bearing on one's relationship to God. Nothing about it pleases Him. I think that idea is brought out in Luke 11:13 in the words, "You then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children." Even though you are evil, you do good things to your children. That's instinctive in parenting. But it's not a good that in any sense satisfies God. Even the natives on the island of Malta in Acts 28 showed exceeding kindness to Paul. There is a kind of pagan kindness and pagan goodness, and we would never deny that, but it has no relationship to God. It counts for absolutely nothing. Now, back to Ephesians 2 again. The sinner is so dead that all that he is involved in can be summed up as being of the world, of the devil, and of the flesh. He can do absolutely nothing outside of that. So when you come to verse 4, if you're going to start to talk about salvation, it doesn't start out in verse 4 and say, however, one day you came to your senses. It says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us, what? Alive. He did it. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. He raised us up with Him. You say, yeah, but we had to believe. Of course. Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that